price gouging on groceries. Her campaign saying in her first 100 days, she will introduce clear rules of the road to make clear that big corporations can't unfairly exploit consumers to run up excessive corporate profits.
ABC's M. Nguyen. On Thursday, President Biden and the vice president talked about the first 10 prescription drugs covered by Medicare that'll cost less because of negotiations with Big Pharma. It starts in 2026, projected to save recipients and other taxpayers billions. On trial for the murder of her black neighbor in a dispute, Susan Lorenz told the judge in Ocala, Florida, she will testify in her own defense. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Wisconsin next week during the second day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says that shows Harris isn't taking any votes for granted. She wants to show the contrast between a Harris presidency and a second Donald Trump term. A complaint filed by a Democratic National Committee employee aims to keep a Green Party candidate off the presidential ballot in Wisconsin. The complaint alleges the Greens don't have anyone eligible under state law to nominate a slate of 10 presidential electors. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources approves the 2023-24 Elk Management Plan. The DNR says the plan will guide management at a statewide level to ensure a healthy, robust, and sustainable elk population. The agency says Wisconsin's elk population may reach over 500 animals after this year's calving season. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 80, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Isolated thunderstorm, 78. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
99.7,
Max FM. Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. I feel something so right. Doing the wrong thing. And I feel something so wrong. Doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could. burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money and watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money and watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money and watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
Max FM.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
love shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway, looking for the love getaway. Hey.
I'm not the only one. 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. 'Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Good morning, I'm Maddie Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, if you want to take Max FM with you wherever you go, it's so easy. You can stream us by going to WRPQ.com, or remember, tell Alexa to play Max FM Baraboo.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime'sIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
Maximum music. Max FM.
Color me your car, color me your car, color me your color, darling, I know who you are. Come above. but a great many things. But being there, I can see it, cowering like a nervous magician waiting in the wings. A bad play where the heroes are right, nobody thinks or expects too much. Hollywood's calling for the movie right, singing, hey baby, let's keep in touch. Hey baby.
To mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 80, with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Isolated thunderstorm, 78. On Sunday, sunshine with a high of 81. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Nothing to be wrong with part-time love.
about it.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Every Wednesday and Saturday morning, it's your chance to pick up some of the best, freshest produce in downtown Baraboo, along with plants, meats, even some baked goods. Of course, we're talking about the Baraboo Farmers Market. It is set up on Oak Street from 8 until 12:30, rain or shine. And remember, get there early so you get all of the best goods available. If you want more information about the Farmers Market and even check out a list of some of the great growers and producers, downtown Baraboo.com.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Believe it or not, I stopped. James, was on the verge of being obscene. No, over, baby, give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame you with a red love machine.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An escaped murderer who had been on the run in North Carolina is back under arrest. He was caught along with a woman who police say was helping him at a hotel outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. Audrey Richardson works at that hotel. She says there was nothing suspicious about the couple.
Checked him in and there was no problems or anything like that. So, and you know, I'd seen him a few times and everything like that.
Now, Ramon Alston fatally shot a one-year-old, police say, back in 2015. Donald Trump holding what his campaign said was a news conference at his New Jersey golf club on Thursday. He used the event to mock his November opponent.
Kamala Harris is the candidate of the forces who want to destroy Western civilization, but most particularly Israel and Jewish people.
His running mate J.D. Vance will be talking about crime in Milwaukee today as Kamala Harris unveils her economic agenda in North Carolina later this afternoon. It includes a proposal for no tax on tips and new rules to prevent price gouging at grocery stores nationwide. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two men were arrested last week after the driver of a sports car fled from police at speeds in excess of 120 miles per hour. A sheriff's deputy was patrolling in the town of Caledonia when he attempted a traffic stop. The BMW fled off at a high rate of speed. The deputy pursued the vehicle on Highway 33 into Sauk County, but due to the high speeds and dangerous driving, he terminated the pursuit before entering the city of Baraboo. As the vehicle headed toward Portage, a Portage police officer deployed a tire deflation device on Highway 33.